AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 4 days after Christmas, some parts of the country are far from a winter wonderland. A strengthening bomb cyclone is barreling across the northern part of the country, unleashing severe winter weather in the Midwest and aiming toward the East Coast. Delaney Zuber spent the holiday in Ohio and finally got back to Minnesota.
It has been a journey. I've had delays in Chicago, stayed overnight. Yeah. Pretty stressful.
The severe weather has these travelers at Logan Airport in Boston waiting.
We're supposed to go to Tampa at like 2:20, and now we're not leaving till 4:30.
I was supposed to leave this morning to Puerto Rico at 10 o'clock. Now they delay it to 2 o'clock. Now they delay it to 4 o'clock.
The storm brought blizzard conditions, treacherous travel, and power outages to parts of the plains and the Great Lakes as sharply colder air, strong winds, and a mix of snow, ice, and rain swept through. Forecasters expect the storm to intensify. Meantime, in the south, the weather is warm. The Chinese military says it dispatched air, navy, and missile units to conduct joint live fire drills around Taiwan to warn against what it calls separatist and external interference forces. Taiwan says it has placed its forces on alert. Here's the AP's Ted Anthony.
The island of Taiwan has always been a sensitive issue for the Chinese government, ever since it split from the mainland in 1949 when the communists took power in Beijing. Taiwan has operated as a self-governing island, but the implication has always been that it's China's sovereign territory and that China, if it wanted to, could take control of it at any time. This doesn't sit well with some of the rest of the world, including the United States.
Touting his great relationship with Chinese President Xi Jinping, President Trump suggested he didn't think Xi was going to attack Taiwan. President Trump is warning Iran against reconstituting its nuclear program. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street at the start of another holiday-shortened week. The S&P 500 lost 0.3% Monday. With just two more trading days left in 2025, the S&P is up more than 17% for the year. Markets will be closed Thursday for New Year's Day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 249 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite also fell 0.5%. Energy stocks gained ground along with rising crude oil prices. ExxonMobil rose 1.2%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note dropped to 4.11%. Seth Soutell, New York.
Officials say the father of NASCAR driver Denny Hamlin died and his mother was critically injured after a weekend fire heavily damaged their North Carolina home. The cause of the fire is under investigation. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.